Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Central Bank has confirmed it cannot instruct banks or financial institutions to support families in meeting the 10% contribution they are being asked to make towards the cost of mica restoration works to their homes. It's transpired that 13 candidates in Donegal have been nominated to contest the upcoming general election. Meanwhile, Peter Casey says he's running in the Dublin West constituency to give people a reason not to vote for the Taoiseach. And serious concern has been raised once again over ambulance response times in Inishowen. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Hargan coming up at about 5:15. But first to news, the Central Bank has confirmed it cannot instruct banks or financial institutions to support families in meeting the 10% contribution that they are being asked to make towards the cost of mica restoration works on their homes. Sinn Féin candidate Padraig McLaughlin says he's disappointed at the response received by his party's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty. In it, the Central Bank says it has no remit over the day-to-day commercial activities of the entities it regulates. Mr McLaughlin has praised the Mica Action Group for its work to get the banks to engage and says the incoming government must act to ensure they do so.
Firstly, myself and Piers Doherty wrote to the outgoing minister, Pascal Donoghue, and he said it wasn't his responsibility. Then we wrote to the central bank and they now have done the same. I am now stating very clearly that the next government needs to commit to a fully funded mica redress scheme, and they also have to ensure that the banks and financial institutions step up to the plate on this 10% contribution. There's talk of a 0% loan, but there has to be more than that on the table. After all, it's in the interest of the banks and financial institutions to restore these homes.
Is this going to take legislation? Because it would appear on the face of it that at the moment all you can do and all the government or the central bank can do is ask the banks to do so. They can't at this point in time, not to put too fine a point on it, be coerced.
Yes, I mean, I accept that that is the case right now. We can't stand over that. I know from speaking to a large number of families, they will struggle to make up that 10% contribution. And we cannot leave any families behind.
It's transpired that 13 candidates in Donegal have been nominated to contest the upcoming general election. Donal Kavanagh has more.
13 people have been nominated as candidates for election to the Dáil to represent the constituency of Donegal. They are Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, Padraig McLaughlin of Sinn Féin, Pat the Cope Gallagher, Fianna Fáil, Charlie McConnellogue, Fianna Fáil, Niall McConnell, non-party, Arthur Desmond McGuinness, non-party, Peter Casey, non-party, John O'Donnell, non-party, Mary T. Sweeney, Aonthu, Thomas Pringle, non-party, Michael White, Green Party, Joe McHugh, Fine Gael, and Martin M. Harley, Fine Gael. The election takes place on the 8th of next month.
Peter Casey says he's running in the Dublin West constituency as well as Donegal to give people a reason not to vote for the Taoiseach. Despite Mr Casey and Leo Varadkar shaking hands after handing in their nomination papers, Peter Casey has made it clear that he is not a fan of the Fine Gael leader. He told today's 9 till noon show that his loyalty ultimately lies with Donegal.
I will not be doing any canvassing whatsoever in Dublin West. Donegal is the only place that I'll be canvassing, and Donegal is the constituency that I live in. Donegal is where my home is where I employ people, and I set up the business there in 1999. So, you know, I want to represent the people of Donegal. But I did want to give the Taoiseach interfered in the presidential election and told people not to vote for me. And so I wanted to just give the people of Dublin West an opportunity to just reject Leo Varadkar's policies. And a lot of the things, Greg, that the mistakes that he's made have had a direct impact on Donegal. He was the Minister for Health when they blew out the budget by 1.5 billion, went from 0.5 billion to 2 billion. And that has had an impact on Donegal. That's why, for example, you know, when you suddenly lose 1.5 billion out of your exchequer fund, that's flowed on, and that's why they have not sort of ponied up the money for Mica. That's why Clan Harps are not getting money, because they basically wasted so much money. And he appointed Simon Harris, no experience whatsoever, to be in charge of the Ministry of Health. No experience. Not a businessman, has no degree. He's got no experience whatsoever. And he put him in charge of one of the most important ministries in Ireland.
Meanwhile, an independent Donegal election candidate says if elected, he will strive to end what he called a mass influx of economic refugees. Niall McConnell says young Irish men and women are being forced to emigrate while cheap labour is being imported from elsewhere. Mr McConnell says he accepts that Ireland has obligations to refugees, but says there are serious questions to be asked about how people from other countries make their way into Ireland in order to apply for refugee status.
You've got the Dublin Agreement and then you've got the United Nations Convention on Refugees. That any so-called quote-unquote asylum seeker has to stay in the first country they land in. Now, how does someone from West Africa land in Ireland? They have to transfer through 10 to 15 different countries. They're supposed to stay in the first country they land in. The overwhelming vast majority of these people, they're not genuine refugees. They're economic migrants.
If elected, how will you make your policies a reality when you don't have a party behind you, when you don't have other colleagues in Dáil Éireann? If elected, what's your next step?
Like, I'm a sheep farmer myself from East Donegal. As an independent, it's going to be very difficult. But I throw my hat in the ring because there's absolutely nobody in the Dáil who wants to speak up for the Indigenous Irish people, particularly in Donegal. We've seen incredibly high levels of mass emigration. Our sons and daughters from Donegal leaving the country. And why are they leaving the country? It's because we're importing cheap foreign labour from the third world. Like, I'm a man myself who had to leave to America 7 or 8 years ago. I didn't want to leave. But the vast majority of youngsters, they don't want to leave their own country. So we need to create an environment for these youngsters to stay at home.
Do you see an inherent contradiction in the fact that you are anti-immigration, yet you yourself, in years gone by, were an immigrant?
No, but see, there's a big contradiction there. Like, I was forced out of the country because there was no work here for me. I don't think we should be forcing our young sons and daughters out of the country through mass immigration. Absolutely not. This is our homeland, and Ireland does belong to the Irish.
And the first TV debate of the general election campaign will take place tonight. Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin go head-to-head for the first time. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has been looking ahead.
This is going to be one of the biggest set pieces of the general election campaign. The two men who would be Taoiseach head-to-head in a television studio. Now, Mary Lou MacDonald, of course, has had plenty to say about being left out when Sinn Féin are the third largest party. But the debate is going ahead as planned. It's going to be interesting, if nothing else, to watch how they debate the big points. Housing, health, Brexit, homelessness. The two leaders, very different in personality and have had some pretty fiery exchanges in the Dáil over the past few months, which essentially has served as a dress rehearsal for tonight. Leo Varadkar tends to be a little bit more wooden, always very, very well prepared and will definitely have lines thought out and prepared in his head well in advance. Micheál Martin, on the other hand, very good at improvisation, coming back with quick rebuttals, but people can get under his skin in the Dáil chamber. The debate is on at Virgin Media Television, the first big clash of this election campaign.
Serious concern has been raised once again over ambulance response times in Inishowen. It's after an ambulance took almost an hour to attend the scene of a two-vehicle collision at Chur in Moth overnight. Nobody was seriously injured. However, it's understood that the impact of the crash resulted in one of the cars being effectively sliced in half, with the other half of the car located in a driveway 20 yards away. The ambulance travelled from Dunloe and took just under 50 minutes to get there. Local councillor Terry Crossan happened upon the crash last night and says this is just another example of why the peninsula needs a full-time ambulance base.
I think there's a serious question that has to be asked here as to why we do not have an emergency ambulance in situ specifically for North Inishowen. Like, had that accident happened in Malinhead or Glengad, had the outcome of it been more serious, you know, how much longer would it have taken to have got to a more isolated location?
This isn't a new issue. It's been raised continuously before. And one of the findings is that, you know, they make a call that if the person's or person isn't that badly injured, then I suppose the emergency isn't as severe. So that's why the ambulance might take that long. But I suppose from your opinion, it doesn't really matter.
Well,
the base needs to be there.
Well, my answer to that is that the majority of the people who were initially at the scene, myself who made the initial call to the Cardi, we aren't professionally trained as medical people, so we could not make a proper professional assessment of injured. there may be internal injuries that we could in no way be aware of in any way, and it takes that professional presence to analyse the actual gravity of any situation.
The leaders of the five main parties in the North have called for a proposed pay rise for MLAs to be deferred. They say they are surprised and share the public's dismay at the recommendations by an independent financial review panel. The move comes just days after the restoration of the Stormont Assembly. In a statement, the leaders acknowledge a number of MLAs and parties have indicated if the increase can't be halted, they will donate any additional money to local causes and charities. Parents whose children attend an after-school service in Convoy have written an open letter to all Donegal election candidates urging them to do what they can to keep the service from closing. It's after the owners of Smart Steps announced that due to the ongoing insurance issues facing the sector, they are not in a position to keep the facility operating. It's understood that last year, Smart Steps received a mere fraction of a DCYA funding awarded in previous years, and despite their best efforts, they have no option but to shut their doors on February the 28th. Parent Helen Cleary says there's still time for politicians to act.
It's very concerning and we really don't want the service to go, and my vote on the 8th of February will determine who can reverse this decision, definitely.
And you have written an open letter to all candidates to ask them to make it very much an election issue on your behalf.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've been advised by Rebecca that it's due to funding cuts that this service has to go. It doesn't have to be the case. I mean, we're the second most growing economy in Europe, and it's not been felt down a grassroots level. It's these services here being cut at the moment is what's suffering. So we're not feeling it at all. So it's just we want the decision reversed right away.
And how will this really affect you and other parents in Convoy and the surrounding area?
Well, it's going to affect everybody. You know, when the service goes, parents have to rely on maybe grandparents, aunts, uncles, or seek immediate childcare in order to so they can keep on working. I mean, this is going to affect everybody concerned, and we don't want to leave our kids in just anybody's care. It has to be reliable childcare, which was what we had in Convoy, and now we're going to lose it.
But there is still time, isn't there? That's what your message really is here. There's still time to remedy this situation if whoever takes on your plight does so and does it effectively.
Absolutely. Of course, if the decision can be reversed, the funding can be put in place for long-term sustainable childcare. We don't want a quick fix just in order for politicians to get our vote here and now. We want a long-term fixture for this.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Gaelic football Sigerson Cup finalists will be determined this evening. DCU and UCD go head-to-head at the DCU Sports Ground. That one starts at 6 o'clock. With IT Carlow to play Letterkenny IT and Enniskeen and Monaghan, that one starts at 7 o'clock. It's been a historic year at Sigerson level for the Letterkenny men under the management of Michael Murphy. They have taken victories at Athlone and Sligo and are now on the verge of making the big decider. LYIT coach Francie Friel says if they get the performance, they will have a great chance to make the final.
We have good players in Donegal, and you know, the players we have in the LYIT at the minute, you know, probably, you know, 90%, 95% of them are Donegal people, and they're proud, you know, when we're playing against one another at club level, and you know, it's, when you bring all this Donegal thing together, you know, there's a special bond between this group of players. You know, we're going out and we're trying to give our best for first and foremost the IT, you know, from Letterkenny, and then for yourself, you know, your club, you're representing your club as well. Listen, that's what we're looking to do and push it on. And for this to win a Sigerson semi-final, you know, it's brilliant. But listen, it's nothing more than the boys deserve. The boys have put a big effort in. We're 60 minutes away from a final, and we want to give it the best chance we can. And I think the boys, you know, they're in a good place at the minute. And hopefully, as we said, we can get a performance from the lads. And if we get a performance from the lads and give everything we can, you know, we'll not be far away.
Francie Friel there. You can join the Highland team of Oisin Kelly and Brenton Devaney just after the 7 o'clock news for full live match coverage from Enniskeen and Monaghan. Elsewhere in Gaelic games, the Club Players Association say they're ready to adopt a mulletin strategy over the GAA fixture calendar row. More than three quarters of their members have voted in a survey to back a more aggressive approach from their executive, but strike action has been ruled out. 80% of the CPA members also said they don't feel like they belong in the GAA. In basketball, St Union's College, their under-19 team were in action today in the All-Ireland B Schools Cup final and at the National Basketball Arena in Talla. They were playing Waterpark College from Waterford, and it was a great result for St Union's College. They defeated Waterpark by 78 points to 52. They're bringing a national title back to Letterkenny. In boxing, Jason Quigley will now face Mexican Fernando Marin on Thursday night in California after his scheduled opponent Oscar Cortez withdrew from the fight. The 10-round super middleweight contest will still be the main event on Thursday night, despite the last-minute change of opponent for Quigley. 31-year-old Marin holds a 16-4-3 record and lost his last fight in July. Jason is seeking an 18th pro win. The fight card gets underway at 3 a.m. Irish time on Friday morning. In soccer, Finn Harps play their second pre-season friendly in 2 days this evening. Ollie Horgan will take his new look Harps side to Brandywell to play Derry City as both clubs continue their preparations ahead of the 2020 Premier Division campaign. Kick-off this evening in Derry is 7:45. Last night in Sligo, an experimental Harps team lost 2-0 to Galway United, and their third game in 4 days will be on Friday evening when they play UCD. Cross-channel Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has ruled out selling Xherdan Shaqiri this month. The Swiss international is a regular substitute with the Premier League leaders, with stories this month linking him with Roma. But Klopp says there's no way he'll allow any senior players to depart in the January window. And Manchester United's Marcus Rashford says he'll be playing again before the end of the season. He's been sidelined by a double stress fracture in his back sustained in last week's FA Cup replay against Wolves. There were fears that the injury could rule Rashford out of England's Euro 2020 campaign, but the striker tweeted to state he'll play in the Premier League again this season. Meanwhile, United can close the gap on fourth place Chelsea to 3 points tonight with a win at home to Burnley. Jose Mourinho's Tottenham, they welcome bottom side Norwich to White Hart Lane, and Leicester, they go up against West Ham. In the Championship, there's two games down for decision. Charlton Athletic, they play Fulham, and Nottingham Forest, they're up against Reading. In the Scottish Premiership tonight, there's a full fixture list down for decision. Leaders Celtic, they travel to play Kilmarnock. Second place Rangers, they're at home to St Mirren. Aberdeen play Motherwell. Hibs, they play Hamilton. Livingstone are up against St Johnstone, and Ross County, they play Hearts. Elsewhere, Barnsley have confirmed they're cooperating with the FA investigation into a potential anti-doping violation by Bamboo Diaby. The defender has been suspended from playing by the Championship club while the matter has been looked into. In rugby, Jonathan Sexton says his recovery from a knee injury is ahead of schedule. The new Irish captain is set to be fit to start in the opening Six Nations game with Scotland at the Aviva on Saturday week. And Sexton admits he'll have to mould his on-field demeanour to fit the captaincy role.
Of course, as captain, you got to just be more wary of it maybe a little bit. But I don't mean to get like that sometimes, but when things aren't going well, it obviously comes out more. When things are going great, obviously you're never going to see that because things are going great. It's important I don't change too much, but I got to get better.
In tennis, Serena Williams is safely through to the third round of the Australian Open tennis. She defeated Slovenian Tamara Zidanska in straight sets in Melbourne. Teenage sensation Coco Gauff, she's also through. She'll face defending champion Naomi Osaka in the women's third round. And there are also wins today for Roger Federer and defending men's champion Novak Djokovic. Finally, for this evening, don't forget that after the 7 o'clock news, we'll have the Sigerson Cup semi-final, the LYT up against IT Carlow. Oisin Kelly and Brenton Devaney will bring us live coverage. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, it's been claimed that over 1,100 family home loans in Donegal are in arrears for 2 years or more. New figures have also revealed that 13 mortgage-to-rent cases have either been completed or are being actively progressed. The scheme allows mortgage holders at risk of losing their homes to switch to paying a fair income-based affordable rent to the local authority while remaining in their current dwellings. Housing and Homeless Campaigner Father Peter McVerry, with Paul Cunningham, CEO of Home for Life, says the current format is unsustainable.
There needs to be greater awareness and promotion of schemes and solutions for homeowners, and we'd call on all the politicians to commit to promoting and driving these solutions and encouraging resolutions of these problems. They've gone on long enough. With the right will, there's no need for them to continue.
And finally, detectives in Derry are investigating a street robbery in the John Street area of the city during the early hours of this morning. Police received a report just after 1:30 this morning that a man had been robbed and injured as he walked along John Street. Catherine Gaffney has more.
It was reported the victim, aged in his 60s, was confronted by the suspect, who demanded he hand over his wallet and phone before he punched him in the face. The victim had his rucksack and mobile phone stolen and was taken to hospital for treatment for facial injuries. Police have since arrested a man aged 30 on suspicion of offences, including robbery, and he remains in custody. The suspect is described as having a local accent, approximately 6'2" in height and with short dark hair, and wore a red and white wool hat. Anyone who witnessed the attack or anyone with information is being urged to contact Strand Road on the non-emergency number 101.
Weather now, cloudy and misty tonight, with patches of fog becoming more widespread and dense in places, mainly dry apart from some patchy light rain or drizzle at times, and lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees and light variable breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the central bank has confirmed it cannot instruct banks or financial institutions to support families in meeting the 10% contribution that they are being asked to make towards the cost of micro-restoration works on their homes. Sinn Féin candidate Padraig McLaughlin says he's disappointed at the response received by his party's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty. It's transpired that 13 candidates in Donegal have been nominated to contest the upcoming general election. Meanwhile, Peter Casey says he's running in the Dublin West constituency as well as Donegal to give people a reason not to vote for the Taoiseach. Despite Mr Casey and Leo Varadkar shaking hands after handing in their nomination papers, Peter Casey says he has made it clear that he is not a fan of the Fine Gael leader. And serious concern has been raised once again over ambulance response times in Inishowen. It's after an ambulance took almost an hour to attend the scene of the two-vehicle collision at Chur in Moth overnight. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good afternoon.
The original notices for this Wednesday evening, the 22nd of January. The death has taken place of Magdalene Millagh, née Friel, 16, O'Nolan Park, Strabane, and formerly of Townsend Street, Strabane. Her remains are reposing at Quigley's funeral home until 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from Quigley's funeral home tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. The death has taken place of Columba Coyle, number 5 Gaeltacht Drive, Old Town, Letterkenny, formerly of Glencar Irish, Letterkenny. Columba's remains will repose at his sister Bridget Coyle's residence at 6 Creevesmith Park, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock in St. Edan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. The death has taken place of Josie Martin, St. Shanahan House and formerly of Sandfield, Ardrah. His remains will repose at St. Shanahan House, Ardrah, tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock until 11 p.m. with rosary at 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15 going to St. Connell's Church, Kilcluny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Willie Fullerton, Corvan, Linsford, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Agnes Shovlin, The Rock, Portneau. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Kilcluny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Willie Sweeney, Brockus, Creasla. His remains are reposing at his late brother James Sweeney's home at Coolboy, Letterkenny. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Doe Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. And the death has taken place of Willie Begley, Glenalla, Milford. His remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Director or any family member.